This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. My wife and I enjoy the Smith Center here in Las Vegas. We have had season tickets to the Broadway series since this beautiful performing arts center was built 5 years ago. We love our seats, and with the season subscription, we get the same seats every year. This year, a new couple has sat behind us at every show. They obviously have season tickets also, but they make loud comments throughout the show. We hear things such as, "Oh my goodness," or "Can you believe that?" Not a hushed tone, but in a full voice, as though the person they are talking to is hard of hearing. Last week at The King and I, it was tempting to turn around and give them a dirty look or wave my finger in a no-no action. I thought of you, consideration, respect, and honesty, and decided to bear it a little while longer. We don't want to change seats. Any suggestions? This is so tough.
No, this is easy.
I think this is
tough. Oh my gosh, this is like totally annoying that you've had to deal with this up till now, but just go to management. These people are season ticket holders. I am sure there are ushers. I'm sure there are volunteers. I'm sure there is staff around. These people aren't unruly. They're making exclamations that are just a little too loud. And so all they need is an usher to be able to know, oh, you know, someone asked about those folks. Let's keep an eye on them. If they are, you know, speaking up quite a bit, then we can ask them to just remember to keep their voices down.
What if this is in the middle of a row? And what if the ushers stand in the back of the theater? There aren't people stationed close enough that they would hear this?
Right. So you have to prompt someone in management to let an usher to know to kind of listen for it, to keep an eye on it. And because they're season ticket holders, you can do that. You could never do that at a one-off show.
Probably that approach happens at intermission. The theater's going to have a system for doing that where maybe they sort of tap the person at intermission and say, listen, we're hearing you during the show. Or the other thought that I had was if that's just not possible, if there's no way to station someone near enough
for
them
what
to catch this behavior, that sometimes this is a place where etiquettes come into play, those little signs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's that when they do that no cell phones announcement at the start of a show where they remind people to silence phones and not do flash photography, they also ask people to please refrain from commenting or
loudly like
speaking during the show, that you add that etiquette to the theater's
What do you think about the
pitch?
Turnaround? Because that's very tempting. I wouldn't wave my finger at anybody, but I wonder if just kind of turning around when they make their exclamation, like as if I noticed you, no glare on your face, no like confused, like, you know, Dan and I are both, one eye is squinting and the mouth is coming up, like nothing like that, but just kind of like a, oh, hello, something like that. I think those gentle cues, things like that.
So much rude behavior is unintentional. Yeah. Someone might not even be aware of how distracting they're being, and maybe if they see it distract people. And the bad etiquette situation I'm imagining is that one where someone does something inappropriate and the harumphing is more distracting than the original bad behavior.
Yes.
The throat clearing and harumphing that is so disapproving and ultimately more distracting than the behavior itself. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.